City Talk 105.9. Official podcasts. Online at citytalk.fm. City Talk 105.9. Bloke Talk with Duncan Barks.
This is a man's world. But it wouldn't be nothing.
It is the weekend, well, for most of us it is, and it is City Talk 105.9, the voice of Liverpool, and this is Bloke Talk. Now, this is something which you can hear on this radio station, and it happens for the best part of an hour, every weekend. Though I keep saying that kind of like it's every weekend, and sometimes it's the weekend, it's because sometimes people listen to this on a podcast, and I'll come back to that in a second. But it is Bloke Talk, I'm Duncan, so thank you for getting involved in this show. Also, the other people who take part in Bloke Talk on a weekly basis, we have Toby. Hello, Toby.
Hello.
And we also have Laura as well, who is the kind of like the well, you know, I was going to say the token bird, but that's offensive. We have you in because...
She's not the token bird,
well,
is she?
She is the bird, isn't she?
Exactly. She's not just a token. You
know, I'm more than a token.
All right, we'll get to the point.
Like
the point is, we have a female perspective on a lot of bloke things. A prize.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's the prize bird.
You'd kind of have her on your mantelpiece, wouldn't you?
Definitely.
So that's what Bloke Talk's all about. And it's here. And you could be listening to this on Saturday night. And if you are, I hope your Saturday is going well. Though, of course, you could be one of the people who downloads this as a podcast as the week goes by.
But not necessarily to walk their dog with, is it?
Hang on, we'll go on to this in a second. As the weeks go by, more and more people, it appears, are actually choosing to download this and listen to it and do various activities, not just in the Great Northwest, Liverpool or North Wales, but, you know, around the United Kingdom, which is good. So that is you. Then thank you very much indeed. Now, it might sound a little bit different this week because the producer, Jonathan, is not here, which means I'm pressing all the buttons and there's no one to censor us, OK? Now, listen, I really can't be bothered to edit it if anyone steps out of line. So no swear words, no libel, because Jonathan's not here. Our safety net is no longer here.
You are live on City Talk. Please do not swear.
That's exactly it. So I wasn't here last week, and you had the delightful Will Batchelor looking after Bloke Talk.
We did indeed.
How did it go?
You certainly did.
Yeah.
Oh, I loved it.
You see, I'm picking up a bit of a vibe between you and Will.
Are you?
I've noticed it in the office. There's a
She's
bit of
got a
mild...
grin on her face now.
Yeah,
well, Will's a bit rosy cheeked.
You mentioned the name Will, and Will does the city surgery on this
Willie.
Radio
the
station.
Big grin.
Willie.
Yeah. Willie. Willie Batchelor. Why hadn't we thought of that up until
I
now?
I call him. No, I already do call him Willie.
Or Bill Watchelor, as we started calling him.
Is that your special? Is that your special nickname for him? Is
yeah.
it a pet name?
There's not a vibe. Obviously, he's a married man.
Yeah, yeah.
But so it's not that kind of vibe. But
you see, what's happened?
We just get on well.
Well, you do. And Toby's hit the nail on the head that when his name was mentioned, your face lit up. It was beaming.
Again? Yeah. Right now?
He fills me full of happiness.
Does he really?
He's a lovely man.
Did you listen to the show, Duncan?
No, I was on holiday. Why on earth would I do
you
that?
You didn't listen at all?
No.
Because there was one controversial thing that Laura actually said during the show.
Yeah, do we
I
need to pick up
that.
On this? What did you say?
She said that she actually prefers it when Will is here
did
compared
really?
To when you're here.
Did she really? Did you say that?
I can't remember saying
did you
say that. I don't think I did say that.
I can understand
just...
it because Will is suave. A little bit more gentle, quite dry, very dry. I'm a bit
very
more of a bombastic bull in a china shop. So I can understand that. I can understand why you'd say that.
It was just, I just got caught up in the moment, to be honest. It was almost.
You changed your mind this week.
It was
She's sucking up again.
No, I'll tell you what it was like. It was like when you're at school and your normal teacher is off sick.
You have a supply teacher.
And you get
teacher.
A supply teacher and it's just fun.
I'm not remotely offended. It's fine.
Yeah.
It's all right.
It's just a fun day, but I'm glad to see you back.
He's destined for great things. Anyway, so we're here and we're talking about stuff, and that's what Bloke Talk's all about. We talk about kind of bloke issues, but it can go anywhere. And I'll just say at this point, if you're listening on a Saturday night, I hope your Saturday night is going well. And if you are listening on the podcast, and as Toby pointed out a second ago, not just walking the dog, then thank you for downloading us. It means a hell of a lot. You can get involved in the show because you can Facebook me at any time. Go to Facebook, type in my name, Duncan Barks, you can send me a message. I know a lot of people do that. Craig does that in West Derby. He's a big fan of Bloke Talk. Various other people as well. You can email me, duncan@citytalk.fm. Anything you want to react to or hear on Bloke Talk, we might give you a mention when we sit in the studio and put it all together.
Do you respond to people on Facebook?
Most of the time,
yeah. Do you?
Yeah,
well, that's nice.
I'm quite a polite person.
I'm rubbish at responding to people on Facebook.
You are
rude.
Toby's a rude person.
I don't respond to text messages or anything half the time.
Well,
unless it's absolutely pressing, they don't get a response.
That's irritating because, you know, before I came in the studio, someone's a mate of mine.
Why did I just get a hit? I just got a hit.
Because you're so rude.
You're very aggressive. Have you ever thought about anger management classes?
I just got hit. She needs anger management classes.
No, I don't.
Sorry.
Well, you're just showing how angry you are.
Your thing is, it doesn't work with you because it's just like this camp flailing of arms. Anyway, listen, I got sent a message before I came into the studio from a mate of mine, and his wife's just had a little baby, and it's great. And you see, he sent me a text message trying to sort out a social arrangement. And you see, people do that now. And the fact, Toby, if you don't reply to such
messages...
I'd reply
to that.
Oh, would you? So what don't you reply to?
I did just say, if it's pressing, then right. I'll reply. But if it's just, you know, a pointless message that doesn't really say very much, and I'll tell you who's the worst culprit of that is my mother. Is she sends me text messages telling me...
Does your mother know how to text?
Oh, yeah, she loves it.
Oh, God.
She's even got her own sort of trademark ending, which she initially, it was because she didn't know how to text, was... Yeah. Instead of three kisses at the end, I just get a www, which she finds particularly amusing, and that's like her trademark now. That's how she ends all her text messages.
We're talking a few seconds ago about pet names, because we obviously, you know, we were talking about Will, who was here last week and I wasn't, and how Laura calls Will Willy. I'm just wondering, did you ever have a pet name when you were a child? Did your parents, did your mother used to call you something?
No, Toby's
I don't think so. My dad still calls me Tobes to this day.
Tobes.
But most people call me Tobes.
No, no, you have got one. Because when I went to Toby's house once, all your birthday cards were there.
And to someone, get to his birthday
someone
party.
Had written in Toby's birthday cards to my dearest Toby with two B's.
Oh, to Toby, yeah.
And I said, is this person thick? Can they not spell Toby?
No, that's somebody
that's
who...
someone who actually calls you Toby.
No, because she calls me Toby if ever I see her.
Yeah.
But she's... For as long as I can remember, and her mother as well, who's now sadly passed away, also used to write every year Toby.
That's quite sweet,
though,
isn't
it? Your godmother or something. Yeah.
She's one of those people that you call an auntie that's not actually an auntie. Yeah. One of them.
It's the men who are called uncle who aren't really your uncles. You have to be careful.
Okay.
But anyway, I just kind of think the pet names are quite sweet, really. I mean, apart from nicknames when you were kids, have you ever been in a relationship, Toby, where your girlfriend, because you've had one, haven't you? You have had one.
I have had one. Yes.
Did she have a pet name for you?
No. On. The most recent one used to call me Babe, but that's the same as everyone in Liverpool.
Yeah.
Babe.
So she basically called you after an animated pig.
Basically. Yeah.
What about you, Harms? Snuggle bum.
Not a specific pet name.
Snuggly cheeks.
No, we just
hot stuff.
No, I mean me and Dave used to sort of pretend to be animals.
Hang on a second.
Are we talking about pet names still?
What do you mean pretended to be animals? Elaborate, explain, give detail, be explicit.
Just pretend to be
not
cute.
Too explicit.
No.
Just pretend to be different, cute little animals.
Right. Okay.
Say,
let's. Toby, don't
you're my little
I need to explore this.
You're my little kitten. You're my little puppy.
What, you used to want to say this to each other.
But then we pretend to be a kitten or a puppy or a mouse.
Would you like meow and woof and things?
Yeah.
Let's explore this
I
in more detail.
I can't believe.
So you...
no, hang on. I've got a reputation to uphold.
No question. Question to ask, and the question is this. You didn't have, like, pet names, because a lot of people do.
You were
pets. So, because, you know, you can pick up like, the Echo. I look at the back pages of the Echo on Valentine's Day, and, you know, newspapers make a fortune out of
this. To my schnookums,
lots of love, you hippo, whippo, pippo, and all of this and stuff. And a lot of people do that, and I think that's quite sweet, particularly, you know, if you're a mature couple and you still have pet names for each other, love names, that's great. You didn't have pet names, so the last relationship you were in with Dave, you used to pretend you were pets.
Oh, he told me never to mention this on the radio, this was the one thing.
Yeah, well, you're not with him anymore.
I'm not with him anymore.
What was the first moment when he said to you... Hey, my little doggy. How are you?
We used to pretend to be lions. That was the first animal that we pretended to be because we both love lions.
How did that happen?
And what noise did you make when you did it?
Growl.
Is that all you just said?
Sort of
growl.
Crawl around on the floor and stuff.
You'd be
Can
watching,
I just say this
what?
Is not this is not dodgy at all?
No,
this
no,
is
no.
Not
it's not remotely
game
in any way.
Love game,
shape
or
form. I'm sure plenty of couples listening to this. To be
at least
animals.
We'll start doing it now.
I mean, you could start a trend. What I'm interested in, the first time it happened when you pretended to be lions, what was that kind of like? Were you in bed? Were you watching Coronation Street? Did
just
he turn to you and go, rah?
Probably just sitting around.
A lioness.
Yeah, I'm his lioness and he's my lion.
Yeah.
Was.
R.I.P.
So how many other animals did you go through?
We've been through mouse, puppy,
Mouse.
Cats.
What is Noah's Ark, isn't it? The animals going
frog.
two by two.
I've pretended to be a frog.
Hang on. You see, I can understand the lion thing, okay? I'm a lion and you're my lioness. That's actually quite a little bit sexy. I can see that happening. How does it work pretending to be mice?
Frog. He likes it when frog. I pretend to be a frog and I say to him on the phone, I'm a little frog. And oh, God, I can't.
How big are your phone bills?
I get lots of free minutes.
So you would say to him, I'm a little frog.
And he'd say, what have you done today, Froggy? And I'd say,
whoa.
I jumped off my lily pad into the pond. And I'd say, what are you? And he'd say something like, I'm a little kitten.
Yeah.
And I'd say, and have you got white fluffy fur? And he'd say, yes. And a bow around my neck. Oh, God, I can't believe I'm even admitting this. Can we just scrap this whole...
No, I don't...
Let's just scrap this whole section.
No, that's not, because I don't know how to erase it all. All right, you're embarrassed
my
now,
mum and dad are going to listen to this
no,
as well.
No, it's fine.
Sorry, mum and dad.
It's all right, Snookums.
They know I'm strange.
No, it's fine.
We just
indulge
animals.
Indulge me for a second. So you did the mice thing. You did the lion thing. You did
frog.
The frog thing. Anything else? Have you ever done hippo?
No, never done hippo.
No, that's a shame. Yeah. Fish?
Dog?
Not fish.
Have you done puppies?
Puppy, yeah, he's been a little puppy.
Right.
Yeah. Monkeys. Yeah. And a baby elephant.
See, the monkeys I can
do they have to be babies?
Yeah.
They've got to be babies.
Baby animals, because it's cute.
Mm. Do you miss it?
Yeah, I do.
Clearly.
And can I just actually...
Living it out now instead.
I was going to bring up something else a bit later, but it leads on quite well from this. This week I've been trying to make Dave get back together with me.
Right, stop for a second. You're listening to City Talk 105.9, The Voice of Liverpool. This is Bloke Talk. I'm Duncan. Toby's here. Laura's here. Talking about stuff. Thank you for listening. Did you make that decision to try and make it get back together?
Yeah, because I'm sick of being on this break. It's rubbish.
I don't like being single.
I thought the break had finished.
Well, yeah,
last time you told us it was, with all due respect and quite sadly, it was kind of finished.
I know. Well, I changed my Facebook status to single.
That's right, you did. Yeah. Didn't he go on holiday?
Yeah, he went on holiday to Turkey. And the funny thing is, next week I'm going to exactly the same place.
Right, okay, yeah.
I just thought, I just want to get back together with him. Yeah. So I used a bit of emotional blackmail.
What did you do?
Oh, God.
Well, he bought me... a cuddly toy of a lion cub because we love lions so much.
You're
my little
About a year ago. And I'm not really into cuddly toys at all.
Like, do you not? That's you see, I would have thought, given what you've just told us, if I walked to your flat and walked into your bed and walked into your bedroom and there was your double bed before me, I would be imagining now a whole host of cuddly toys.
I've got
from
three.
From guinea pigs to monkeys to frogs and mice, they'd all be there. So you don't?
I've got three. I only like really nice. I remember once when I was at uni and I had an admirer who bought me one of those teddies with a heart that says I love you on it, and it just made me feel sick. I had to give it away to a charity shop, but he gave me this lion cub, and it's really realistic and it's just the cutest thing you've ever seen.
Does it roar?
It's called roaring.
Doesn't need to roar. He's got a boyfriend to do that.
Yeah. And anyway, Dave absolutely loved this cub. It was almost like a son to us. You know, when he used to come and visit me in Liverpool, the first thing he'd want to do is give Rory a little cuddle. And it was just, he just loved this little lion cub. So I thought the one thing I can do to really get to him is use Rory. So I just took a photo of him, basically. Yeah. I sort of tousled up his fur to make him look all really at his cutest.
Yeah.
But I took a photo of him sat under my duvet with just his big eyes poking out.
Yeah.
And I sent the photo as a text message to Dave saying, right. I miss my daddy. Yeah. And it got to him.
What happened?
He rang me up really upset.
What did he say?
He just said that really upset me. I miss Rory too.
So
you miss a toy and you don't miss me.
Yeah. Are you back together now?
No. Oh, we will be soon, though, Duncan.
Well, what's next in the emotional blackmail stage?
Oh, I don't know. I'm going to go away and have a nice holiday and then come back and
tell him all the stories of what went on.
I'll probably make the holiday sound much more exciting than it was.
are you going away with the intention of having a fling?
No, not at all.
No, because some women do that, don't they? They actually think, I'm going to do something for 2 weeks. You know, what happens on holiday remains on holiday, but I can use it maybe against my fella.
I'm not interested in doing that.
And you're not that kind of girl, I know that, but I thought I'd ask.
I'm just going to go and have fun with my mates, really, but I'm going to...
One of whom isn't really a mate. if I remember rightly.
Yeah, I've met her once.
Okay, that's fine.
That's fine.
So, yeah, it's going to be a great time, but I'm going to sort of spice it up when I get back.
Well, that's fine. When you go, we're going to have a guest for 1 week only.
Yeah.
Whilst you're off. Details to be announced. Obviously, it'll be another female. At least I think she is.
Good stuff.
That'll be fine. All right. Well, pause and then we'll come back. You're listening to City Talk 105.9, the voice of Liverpool's Bloke Talk. If you're listening to this on a Saturday evening, that's great. If you're listening to this on a podcast, then thank you. And we've got lots of things to talk about. I want to talk about seduction. Because I've got a mate who's back on the single scene and he's clueless. Also, an email in from, it's from some geezer who works for the BBC, which is quite entertaining. So we ought to look at that. So we'll do all of that before the end of the show. It is Bloke Talk here at City Talk 105.9, the voice of Liverpool. Laura, can you do one thing for me? Just one thing.
No.
Just one thing.
Go on.
Before we pause.
I know exactly what this is going to be.
Go on, give us a roar. Go on.
No.
All right, give us a squeak as a mouse.
This is Bloke Talk with Duncan Barks, City Talk 105.9.
It is Bloke Talk. It's the weekend, or if you're listening on the podcast, it could be any time of the day or night or any point during the week. My name's Duncan, and Laura's here. Toby's here as well. What are you doing standing up? For goodness' sake,
just found some tinsel
down.
Left over from Christmas.
I know. I kind of, you always see that, don't you? In sort of like decorations, bits of which are still stuck
so
up in the ceiling.
So depressing. That's got to be the most depressing
sight
ever.
I'll tell you what I don't like, and I'm going to start a campaign. It's this, is when people decorate the outside of their houses. I hate it. I despise it. I think it's cheap. I think it's common. I think it's tatty. And it's going to start by October of this year. And I'm going to start a campaign on City Talk 105.9. I'm going to name and shame. I'm not happy about it.
That's a great idea. I'd back that campaign.
I hate it. And anyone's got any taste hates it as well. You just get these, frankly, common people. We've got more money
and
than
we've
sense.
We've got a credit crunch at
so
the moment.
To what extent
the only good thing about
should people
crunch?
Be able to decorate their
a nice
homes?
Wreath on the front of their door? Yeah. Holly wreath, yeah.
Classic.
Yeah. Maybe. I don't mind. You know, they're nice, tasteful white lights. It's all right around the inside window. But, you know, 8-foot inflatable Santas sagging in the wind. You know, a sleigh in your front lawn. You know, what else? All of these lights around the house. It's just, yeah, I hate it. I hate it. Anyway, we're not here to talk about that. So it's Bloke Talk. Listen, we've had an email in, and I want to talk about seduction. I can't decide what to do first. Shall we
email.
Do the email?
Do the email.
Well, it's not got
people want to
here.
Know why I kept on talking about not being able to walk your dog.
People
yeah,
all can't right.
I'm sure
you have
heard it. People actually don't give a. Yeah,
no, it is fascinating. I should just point this out again. You know, we talk about a load of stuff, and this is one of those rare things in broadcasting where it's Bloke Talk. It kind of does what it says on the tin, and we've developed it a little bit. We have a woman in here, and that's Laura, and we have her here to offer a female perspective on certain things because I think that's important. But also, there's no script for this show. There's no script, there's no format, and yes, I'm the first to concede that some weeks it probably sounds like it. But that's the beauty of it. So we talk about all kinds of stuff, and, you know, anything can crop up as part of the conversation. So if you hear something that we're talking about and you want to react to it, you can email us or you can email me. It's Duncan, D-U-N-C-A-N, Duncan, at citytalk.fm, or you can send me a message through Facebook. Actually, thinking about it, you're both on Facebook, but you probably don't want strangers messaging either of you. But if you do it through me, then I can bring it into the studio when we do Bloke Talk and give it a mention. So we've had this email from a bloke called Rory, who works for the BBC, and which just goes to prove that all the best ideas come from the commercial sector, then they get nicked by the
BBC.
There's the email. Who wants to read it out?
Oh, Toby can read it because I've spoken too much already tonight.
Really? You've done all, yeah. Well, you've done.
I've just said.
You haven't spoken too much. You might have said.
Any chance of some purring?
No.
Can you give
not in the background while I'm reading.
Come on, give me a purr.
That's the same. Rory is the same name as my little lion.
Your lion. Do you know what you should do? You should actually rip out his stuffing and then send it bit by bit in a packed envelope.
I didn't want to sound like too much of a weirdo and a psycho, but I did think of that.
Yeah, I think you should.
Right, sending
would you
his
like
head
to,
in the post.
Would you like me to read the whole of this email?
The bits that you think are interesting. What's relevant? You're a journalist. Pick out the interesting bits.
Well, this is an email from Rory McAllister.
Yeah, don't mention which station it is.
Thought I'd email as I'm one of your listeners who is walking the dog whilst listening to your ramblings each week.
Okay. Now, first of all, you see, I thought he was having a go because I use walking the dog a lot as a kind of just a scenario. But I know I have seen people. I don't own one. I wouldn't know how one works. But if you are listening at Apple, I'm more than happy to be someone in the post so I can have a fiddle with it and then flog it on eBay. But I see these people walking their dogs listening to their iPods. So to me, that's a natural connection.
Very much so.
So equally, you know, if you're not walking your dog, you could be listening to Bloke Talk on the train.
Yes, you could
Or on
be.
The bus.
Bus. doing your ironing.
Yes.
All right. So you
could, of course, yeah, you could put it on your iPod and then play it through some speakers so several people could
listen to it. Or on your MP3 player.
You could have a Bloke Talk party by getting all of the Bloke Talks onto one place so far and playing them out through speakers and having everyone round your house and have a Bloke Talk party.
That'd be great, wouldn't it?
People already do it, I'm sure.
I just wanted to mention you can listen to it on any brand of MP3 player.
You can indeed.
Anyway, what else?
So I know Laura went to see a clairvoyant a few weeks back and was wondering if Barks had developed some powers, as he seems to know that people listen to the show whilst walking the dog, and in particular on their MP3 player.
Yeah.
The reason I find this interesting is that there are a plethora of options that could be encountered. Listening on a bus, in a doctor's waiting room, doing the shopping.
Well, hang on a second. Hang on. You wouldn't listen in a doctor's waiting
room. Yeah, you would.
No, you wouldn't.
Funnily enough,
how would you know? No, you wouldn't. How would you read a magazine? You read a three-year-old copy of Hare and Hounds, or Yachting Monthly,
or Lady,
or Reader's Digest, or the Lady. You don't listen to the iPod in a doctor's waiting room. How do you know when your appointment's ready?
Because
you can't hear
it. Flashes up on
the ones I've been to. You get this. Dr. Bark, surgery 2. That's what you get.
Oh no, I don't get that.
You get lights to your surgery.
I get a little flashing LED sign in front of me.
God,
yeah. Toby's got
I went
posh
only
doctors.
Yesterday. Yeah. I don't have a posh doctor. Just one in the middle of Crosby.
Yeah.
Same as everyone else.
No, I'm just putting on the
anyway, so these are the other things you can apparently be doing. You could be doing the shopping in an airport departure lounge or abroad on a beach in Falaraki, specifically.
Oh, come on. You're on a holiday in Falaraki, that would be a bit sad to be listening
to. So why is it that Barks only uses walking the dog as his extra scenario to listening live at the weekend, listening at home on iTunes, or listening on your MP3
player? Everyone's an expert, aren't they?
The man is a clairvoyant. He must be. Not only is he the most, are you ready for this, marble-mouthed posho I've ever heard on a talk radio station.
What does that mean?
He also seems to know what I'm up to.
Do I have a posh voice? No, I can take it on the chin. It's fine.
During the week,
I've had several texts from people, you know, when I do my weekday show, saying, because I've been bitching about the webcam we got on the studio. I don't like it. I don't like being watched while I work. And actually, I'm thinking of taking legal advice on whether or not, legally, don't laugh, this company can actually have forced me to work with a webcam watching me. Right? Seriously, I don't like it.
It's horrible, isn't it?
You know, one of the most watched nations.
You can't pick your nose anymore,
you can't scratch your bottom, you can't do anything. And
imagine what would have happened when that stripper put his bits in your face.
That's true.
We'd have been done for nudity
and the first to concede there was a saving grace with that because the webcam was working, we did have some footage and it's on the website. But, I mean, that's not a reason to have a webcam.
No.
Anyway, how did I get on about the webcam? I've been bitching about it, and people said to me that someone texted in to say, you sound posh, yet you look like a chav in your gingham shirt and your shaved head. That's another reason not to have a webcam. It's just another opportunity for abuse.
You look like a chav. That's brilliant. God, you sound posh to anyone, I suppose, who's listening in Liverpool. You've got a kind of a posh, well-spoken southern accent, which we all have, really, I think. So compared to a lot of people, you probably do sound posh.
Yeah.
We should have a poshometer and see who people think is the poshest.
What did this guy say? Let's have a look at this.
He called him the most marble-mouthed posho I've ever heard on a talk radio station.
That's harsh.
In fairness, all the other talk radio stations are in America. Of course you sound posh.
Do you know, I don't like this email so far. Get to the good bit.
Okay, or they're all staffed by gobby Londoners who are Cockneys. Jelly Deals, down a Lambeth Walk.
If this be true, I hope the affluent, self-confessed, cigar-smoking Righton can't look into his crystal microphone to see what I was up to last night.
Right.
Words would fail me if asked to confess.
Listen, I asked you to pick out the interesting bits.
There's some good bits here. There's a nice bit about Laura here. On the flip side, Laura sounds lovely.
Yeah.
I really go for that husky, slightly agitated, I want an easy life attitude.
Slightly agitated?
Slightly agitated. You were a bit agitated when you were telling us about your puppies and lions.
Do you take that agitation across when you're doing your animal noises?
I don't want to go into that anymore.
Can you do me an agitated goat?
I'm only really agitated when I'm around Toby, to be honest. But I do. It's good. So he's giving me some praise. So.
In particular, Willie as well. She was quite agitated. About myself, he says, Toby is a raring, jubilant, felicitous puppy.
Puppy.
Who adds a real, oh, bless you, mate, factor to the programme.
Oh, bless you, mate. I've never heard you say, "Oh, bless you, mate," in your entire life.
Well, no, I think it's them saying it about me yeah. rather than
right.
me.
Anything else?
Sorry for.
I'd like to congratulate you all on a very good, almost an hour's worth of entertaining, engaging piffle that whittles away the time whilst walking my West Highland White Terrier, Ruby.
Is this man gay? I mean, I don't want to be rude, but I mean, you know, here he is. He's walking around on the common somewhere, his terrier. That is, you know, to me, that could suggest that, you know, he's a gentleman who's, you know, rather colourful.
Well, I don't know. That was a really weird email, and I don't know if he's actually criticising us or...
I've just noticed something else about this. It goes on and, you know, finishes, and then it says, "A hearty well done to all involved." And then the last line says, "From Carl..." I won't say the surname, listening Dan South on his Apple iPod 80 gigabyte. But then at the bottom, there's a signature, a standard signature of the email, saying it's from Rory.
At the BBC.
So is it from Carl or is it from Rory?
Well, I've no idea. But maybe we've just blown his own cover.
That's a really good point, actually.
I'd only just noticed that.
Anyway, I couldn't care less.
Anyway, he says he's listening on his Apple iPod 80 gigabyte and then wants to explain to you what a gigabyte is, but then says Toby would have known that.
I'm not interested. Well, listen, whoever you might be, Rory or Carl or whatever, thank you. I mean, I do believe, and I say this during the week, that people take the time to email in to a show or write a letter. You remember Heather?
Yes.
Yeah.
Who's in, where is she? Was she St. Helens?
St. Helens, yeah.
You know, and she made comments, oh, you know, good or bad, I'm happy to read them out on the radio. Take the time to contact the show, you know, via Facebook or email or by letter. I'll take the time and the trouble to read out your stuff. Well, anyway, that's nice.
Thanks, Carl or Rory.
Yeah, walking your terrier.
Yeah, Ruby.
Very explicit about his dog make, isn't he? So there you are. It is Bloke Talk. It is City Talk 105.9, The Voice of Liverpool. I want to talk about seduction. I'm going to probably do that in the last part of this show. Because I've got a chum who's back on the single scene. Now, you see, when you get to a certain age, like me, maybe you've been in a long-term relationship, we've been married, and, you know, sadly, if things don't work out, it becomes quite a bit of a body blow for the simple reason that you think, you look at the watch and your clock and you think, God, I thought it was going to be like this for the rest of my life, and now I'm kind of like, you know, I'm out and I'm single and stuff, and you start all over again. And we've talked about this on this show before. We talked about internet dating, which a lot of men do sometimes. They kind of, like, will go on online and...
Why are you looking at me?
Because you've done it.
We were talking about it.
I haven't done it.
Haven't you?
No, I was put on one once.
That's right.
And every now and then I think to myself, shall I pay for it so I get the full service?
You were talking to me about...
on the dating website.
Yeah.
But I've never actually done it, and I'm sort of debating whether I should, just because I think it would be quite fun if I... to find someone.
There is a good one, and it's run by... it's two other people I did Bloke Talk with, and both of them have actually done internet dating. But there's a really good one run by Sarah Beeny. You know, I like Sarah Beeny.
Is she
Property Ladder?
Yeah, Property Ladder.
She is, isn't she? She's not location.
No, that's Kirsty Allsop.
See, I love them both. I have fantasies about both of them.
Which is better, though? I'm sure you had this as a topic on your show.
I probably have. Which is better?
Beeny or Allsop?
There's a cigarette paper between the two of them. You see,
Allsop, picture either of them.
Allsop has got this slightly dominatrix thing about her.
Yes.
Because she's quite stern. She wears boots as well. You remind me of Allsop.
Do I?
Yeah. And then kind of Beanie's that little bit kind of flirty, kind of saucy.
Yeah.
MILF.
I think she seems...
Mum, you'd like to fondle. So...
she seems nicer than Kirsty.
Anyway, how did I get onto that? Oh, yeah, Sarah Beeny has a website called, I think it's mybestfriend.com.
Oh, yes, I've heard about that, where your friend puts you on.
Which is better than yourself, don't you think?
Well, except for the fact that last week, during the show with Willie, Laura was asked to describe me. I can't exactly remember why, but I've spoken to somebody this week who I met for the very first time, and she said to me, "You're nothing like that description." So I'd want to be able to vet it before somebody else put me on, I think.
I think you can. I think you have to. I think you have to basically hit, you know, you have to, I think they have to send it to you and you have to kind of say, hit the submit button.
Oh, really? Do
you
know
what?
I'm up for it. If you guys put me on, I'll go out and do a date and we'll have to put on it that, you know, people would be prepared to be recorded at least at the meeting and stuff.
Oh, that would be it.
I'd be prepared to do it.
Okay, no, this is good.
I've got a description that we could put of you. We could use the one that the lovely emailer has used.
Felicitous puppy.
Do you know what it means?
People don't know what felicitous mean. I had to look it up.
I'm just going to have a long... So are you happy to do that?
Google.
Seriously?
Do you know what? As long as we'd have to get people... I would have to agree to meet... You know, each person individually. Yeah. And obviously...
What do you mean each person? How many people
we'd have to say... As long as they're prepared for me to turn up with a microphone and, you know, they don't mind being recorded, at least for the beginning when we introduce and maybe get an opinion at the end.
I feel a bit uneasy about that for the simple reason that these people genuinely are looking for love.
Well, so would I be.
Yeah, but you don't want them to think it's just a bit of a laugh to get some radio.
Let's make that explicit now. I would love to meet somebody in and around Liverpool.
Yeah.
I'm 24 years old. Yeah. I'm got myself a nice little flat with saloon doors in the bedroom. And I would love to meet somebody, nice young lady, who doesn't swear too much, if you refer back to previous shows.
I'm harrying up the PC here because I'm sure it is mybestfriend.com.
I think you might be right.
And I might just put in Liverpool and find out, you know, who's around there. But if you're seriously up for that, we should
do
that.
I'm up for it.
Okay, we'll do that. That's good. Now, we should do that and we should report back. I'm going to load up this because, you know what it's like in this place? The IT, you know, kind of takes forever, doesn't it? So we'll do that. I'll tell you what, whilst waiting for the... Oh, I can't log on in here. That's a bit rubbish, isn't it?
Well, I'll tell you what, while it's logging you on...
Yeah.
I want to talk to you about something that actually I heard on your show this week.
All right, well, do that in a few moments' time because we've got to come back for the third and final part of Bloke Talk. Also, we must do seduction. Either of you ever been seduced?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, is it?
We've talked about me, haven't we, being seduced?
Yeah, well, yeah.
What do you mean, seduced? Pulled?
Pulled.
I was a bit seduced by that young lady down south, was I not?
Need to get a female perspective on seduction, because I'll tell you what, my mate, he doesn't know where to start. So we'll do that, and we'll come back and talk about what Toby wants to talk about in a few moments' time. If you just tuned in, thank you, it's Bloke Talk, and you're listening to it on City Talk 105.9, the voice of Liverpool.
Testosterone meets talk. Duncan Barks, Bloke Talk.
This is a man's world.
Bloke Talk with Duncan Barks. City Talk 105.9.
But it would be nothing, nothing without a woman or a girl.
Bloke Talk continues at City Talk 105.9, the voice of Liverpool. I'm Duncan, Toby's here, Laura's here as well. It's the third and final part of Bloke Talk for your Saturday evening or for whatever you might be doing. If you are listening on your iPod or MP3 or whatever, we're here. So thank you very much for tuning in. What are we going to talk about? I need to talk about seduction. And you've got... Yeah, what did you want to mention?
Yeah,
you're obsessed about something.
He's got a bee in his bonnet about
it. I heard it on your show and I wanted to put my point of view across.
Well, is it a valid point of view?
Piercings. You're not a fan, are you?
No, I did this topic, and I mean, you know, I'm not really here to talk about what I do during the week, though sometimes it is relevant. I did the thing about body piercing, and I asked a question. During the week on my show, does body piercing offend you? Because I was out at the Matthew Street Festival last weekend, and I was in a pub. I'm not going to name it because it was a great pub, but the woman who was clearing away the glasses had so many bits of metal stuck through her nose, her chin, her lip, her eyebrow. It was a blooming mess, and I actually thought, do you know what? If you're serving the public, you should not look like that. She looked like a magnet that would walk through her kitchen and all the cutlery stuck themselves. Yeah, bits of metal from her garage had stuck themselves to her face. It was horrible. So what's your problem?
I like piercings, personally. Yeah.
Have you got
not,
one?
Not loads like that.
Have you got
that's,
one?
That's, no.
Have you got
Do
one?
You know what? I've come very close in the past.
I can recommend a place. I had them on the show.
I know what you'd have.
Yeah, do you? Have I told you this before?
No, I can guess. Right. Eyebrow.
No, I don't like eyebrows. No.
You'd look odd.
No, the thing I've always
wanted... He's a journalist.
Wanted,
he can't have an eyebrow
still
piece.
To this day would really like is a tongue piercing.
Oh.
Well, listen, I can
Toby with a tongue piercing.
I'd love it.
I can recommend somewhere, okay? Design for life or design for living, an old swan. There's a guy there, because I had him on the show, he'll sort you out. But also,
There are several reasons why I haven't, though.
The reason we also did body piercing last week, it would have been the birthday of Prince Albert.
Prince Albert, yes.
Who,
God.
What?
Carry on.
Yeah, and Prince Albert, allegedly, it's urban myth, and I don't think anyone really knows if it's true, he had part of his body pierced, because he was such a fashion guru and really finickety, that he had part of his body pierced so he could actually attach it to his breeches.
Is that the reason he did it?
Yeah, so you learn something from this show.
Fantastic.
So basically what happened, okay, is what he did is he actually, if I move the microphone up here, he had it pierced, okay,
and
he had two chains on either side.
Right.
And the chains were attached to the inside of his breeches, so he hung straight down.
How very strange.
So that's why we did body piercing. And apparently, this bloke, an old swan who I spoke to, has got a body piercing gaff. People do go in and have it done.
Yeah, I'm sure they do. I don't think it's that uncommon. I've seen...
What?
Three girls who've had their nether regions done.
What?
Before.
What, you've dated them?
No, I've
What do you mean, seen them on the telly?
Well, yeah, sort of. No,
on
not
a film?
On the telly. No, I have actually seen
it.
Wait,
see, this is the point. My point is this, and I made this on the weekday show, and I'm happy to make it again. I actually think a piercing in the downstairs department, because apparently it heightens sexual pleasure.
Yes,
okay?
that's the reason what they people say. Get them, yeah.
I can totally understand why you would have that done. However, a bolt through your lip, okay, why?
Well, you see,
a ring through your nose. Why do you want to look like a bull?
Some people that I think it looks really sexy on the right people.
What piercing do you like then on a woman?
I love belly piercings. I have a bit of a fetish about stomachs anyway, which we'll go into another time, I'm sure.
You won't want to see mine.
But I like belly piercings. Obviously, ears is fine.
I don't mind ears.
Is fine.
And on the right people, different piercings look great. I don't tend to like nose piercings, but the other day I noticed someone who had their just on the side of their nose pierced, which I normally don't like at all, but actually I saw them and I was like, that looks brilliant on you. And I think it's quite sexy on the right people.
Please don't get your tongue pierced.
I won't.
Toby.
There's several reasons why I won't.
You
first
read,
of all,
hang on. Stop. There's a very simple thing here, and it's this. Right, you read the news on
this radio
station.
Exactly,
you
don't
get tongue pierced. I mean,
click it away.
That's exactly one of the reasons I can't. The others are that when I initially mentioned it, the very first time I ever mentioned it to my mum, she cried three times in a day at the thought of me doing
it. She cried.
She's one of these people that says if God had wanted you to have holes in your body, he'd have given them to you, even though she doesn't really believe in God and all that.
No, she's got a point.
The other reasons are obviously, my job. Yeah. I couldn't speak properly for probably 3 weeks at least. Yeah. I'd probably get sacked.
But you see, I'd quite enjoy listening to you struggle with a news bulletin at 9 o'clock in the morning.
I struggle with a news bulletin at 9 o'clock in the morning anyway.
David, let's face it. You get so much stick from David Moyes anyway when you go to see him, don't you? If he noticed that you'd had your tongue pierced, he'd have a field.
He wouldn't let you in.
Well, the other reason is, of course, I play the French horn, which is... why does everyone laugh up here when I say that?
I'd love to see you play your horn.
That well-known working-class instrument.
I play the French horn, and it would very, very much mess up my... Are you ready for this word? Embouchure. Which is basically your lips and the position that they're in when you're playing.
Can we talk about seduction now?
Hang on, I want to find out more about the French horn. How long have you been playing the French horn for?
Well, I actually haven't really played very much for the last couple of years.
So that was a lie.
No. But I picked it up when I was 8, and I've got grade 8 with distinction.
What can you play on the French horn?
You name it, I'll attempt to play it.
Can you play My Old Man's a Dustman?
I'm sure I could, yeah.
Can you play Wonderwall?
It wouldn't sound great, but I'm sure I can have a go.
Can you play anything by The
Mozart?
Prodigy?
Yeah.
Mozart?
Girls Aloud?
No.
We want contemporary stuff.
Yeah, can you bring it in?
When I bring it up to Liverpool, which I will do at some point fairly soon.
Get your horn in. We can have a live session.
Bring it in.
Yeah.
Well, good. I honestly don't think a piercing would work on you.
Really?
No,
see, I get that from about half the people, and from another half, they say, you're quite an individual character. You could pull it off.
I don't hold with all this. Always a freedom of expression. It's a freedom of an individual. You know, the bottom line is most people just look like freaks when they have their
don't.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't. It's
you stand next to someone. I was at Liverpool Central. I was getting the train back to the Wirral, and I was standing next to someone, and it's just kind of like, why don't you just go the whole hog and wear an iron mask and be done with it?
Talking about individuals, though, aren't I? And as I say, some individuals it looks rubbish on.
Well,
but there are some who I think it really, really makes them look very sexy.
That's all rubbish.
Well, when we put your profile on this dating site, we'll say Toby likes women with sexy
piercings.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
My God, I can't wait till that happens. We're going to have to do that. I'm sure it's mybestfriend.com. It is Bloke Talk, and you're listening to it on City Talk 105.9, the voice of Liverpool. Duncan here, that's me. Toby's here, and Laura's here as well. Seduction. Now, I've got a mate, I mentioned this earlier, and if you just joined us, he's basically back on the single scene, which means he kind of has to learn how to... Well, you see, I don't actually know if seduction actually happens. So I was thinking back to any of the relationships I've had, and how I got, for the first time, to know Mrs. B, who's my current wife. And I was just trying to work out, kind of, was there any seduction? But you see, I was friends with my wife for about 6 months before we kind of got it on, really. And there wasn't, it's kind of like there was no real seduction.
I think that happens
seduction.
A lot, doesn't it, now? People
you see, I'm wondering whether or not seduction actually exists.
So, I think seduction often happens when people are drunk, so you don't remember it anyway.
Yeah, I think alcohol's a key part of it,
isn't
it?
Oh yeah, that's the only time you've got sort of...
Because Toby, we know you were sort of, just to remind us, because there'll be people listening to this who've just discovered Bloke Talk, We've had you talking about your various conquests in the past. It was a short show.
I think I was her conquest, really.
Yeah. How did she seduce you?
She over several weeks.
Yeah.
Kept on telling me that, you know, she wanted.
Yeah.
Me, basically.
That's not really seduction, is it? Is that seduction?
I don't know.
Pestering.
I mean, she gave away. Yeah.
It's harassment,
probably
really.
Probably could have had it done for harassment.
No, I just don't. I'm not sure what's seduction.
Well,
you see, you kind of
need this dictionary that you can't open, don't
no,
we?
I
want
can't
to know, want to know what the definition
classic
is.
Classic seduction would be like in The Graduate, you know, with the older woman, sort of in the. So, you've never seen The Graduate?
No.
Mrs. Robinson.
I've not
Are
seen it.
Are you trying
it? Okay.
To seduce me? Well, anyway, that would be the classic thing, wouldn't it? Be dressing up in sort of sexy clothes.
Do you think you have to actually set out to seduce someone to be able to seduce them?
I am
them?
Going to. And
you
it's,
have to plan
it suggests
it.
It's someone sort of more experienced seducing someone who's less experienced.
The classic seduction scenario is surely you invite someone around your house or your flat, okay?
Yeah.
You give them a drink, maybe. You cook them a meal. Mm. And then, isn't that the kind of classic scenario?
Yeah,
so you invite someone round for a meal. They come round. You maybe give them a glass of wine or a beer or whatever. You make polite chat and you do some food and you might have a bit of pudding with it or whatever. Then after that, you might watch a film. And then kind of, you know, it's that like, well...
Do you think there has to be that specific intention from the very outset
well,
to
I,
try
I don't
and
know,
get
the honest
them
answer. Because
not
I've
necessarily
got,
into bed,
this, this guy is a really good mate of mine and he said to me, he said, God, how do I do it? How do I seduce a woman? I said, I've no idea. I do not know.
I don't. I think the word seduce is not the right
does
word.
Does seduction actually exist?
Well, it does.
Does it?
As we've just said, people do what you've just described, don't they? But,
well, do
but
they?
I think generally that's not the
never
way.
Never in my experience.
That's not the
you,
way
Harms?
That people go around getting
No, I mean, I think,
partners.
I mean, it's not really seducing, is it? It's just whether they want to be with you and you want to be with them, which wouldn't be seduction anyway. I don't think you could persuade them.
I think the thing about seduction is that perhaps it's with someone who's a little bit unknowing, that didn't realise that you like them, and it's
that's
at that point that they come into the realisation that you like them, and then they think, actually, do you know what? He's shown me a great time. I really like him from, you know, the way he's been treating me. And so,
you see,
you know,
I've got a theory. I'll
that
tell
sounds
you,
like it.
You see, I think seduction probably doesn't exist anymore, and I'll tell you why. Because I think now, in the 21st century, with the invention of email and text, a lot of the kind of the flirtatious behaviour that might happen on an evening of seduction, where you go out for a meal, so you call someone comes around, you cook them a meal and stuff, you don't need to worry about that because you can get all of that out of the way, you know, in the weeks running up to the fact that you might take someone out on a date or invite them around for a meal. So you actually know, to be blunt, you're onto a bit of a winner, if that makes sense. Because the great thing is, and I've discovered this, I will. You know, I've got male and female friends. I would say things on a text that I would never say
a
to their face.
A text or an email is a very easy, flirtatious thing.
So if you were trying to get it on with a woman, Tobe, all right, or Laura, if you're trying to get it on to a bloke, and you had their mobile number, you know, you could be hundreds of miles apart. You could spend the whole evening texting each other, you know, getting a little bit flirtatious, maybe a little bit saucy or whatever. You know, you've already made your intentions incredibly clear. So that message has been sent out. So when you actually get together and go out for a few beers, actually, you probably know at the end of the night you're going to have a snog. Do you see what I mean? Because you've kind of broken down those barriers and you found out a load of stuff about each other. So I'm just wondering whether or not what I would call old-fashioned seduction that maybe old people like myself had to do before mobile phones came along, whether or not it actually exists anymore. Because if you fancied someone, you know, or even on Facebook, we talk about Facebook a lot. We use it a hell of a lot. You know, I use it as part of my radio show. You know, and I have people now who message me using Facebook, which is fantastic. But, you know, you can make friends with someone on there and you can actually find out so much more about their life within the space of a couple of hours of messaging each other on Facebook than you ever would sat across a table in a pub.
Yeah.
And then when you actually invest some money and time into it, like, let's go and see a movie, you know, at the end of the night, you're going to get a snog. And that might lead on to something else. Does that make sense?
I think it's sad in a way, isn't it?
Yeah, I think I agree with you, but I think there's probably still a level of seduction that's done that you can't do over texting. You can't really get to know somebody from the way that they write a text or an email. Because apart from anything else, as you've just said, they wouldn't say some of those things in person. You get much more confidence by not being there, don't you?
Yeah, but you know whether you're onto a good thing.
Yeah, well, that may be. But I think that people can easily change their minds if you don't seduce them in the right way when you eventually do get around to going to the cinema or whatever.
Well, the advice I would give to your mate is it's all down to booze, really. Just get them drunk.
You see, I think you're right. I actually think that that is a key to it, because I was reading an interview a couple of days ago. There's an actress called Susan Hampshire. Ever heard of her?
No.
Did you ever watch? It was a great thing on BBC One. It used to be Sunday evening. It used to have Richard Bryars in it, and also Susan Hampshire. It's called Monica the Glen.
I never watched it.
Oh, for goodness sake, did one of you say you remember it?
I remember it, absolutely.
Remember it. We're
I
too young for that kind of thing.
Yeah,
we're
probably
in our 20s.
Anyway, Susan Hampshire is a great actress. And she was in Monica the Glen, and she, you know, it was, which I thought was a great TV show. But I read an interview with her, and she met her husband. They were friends, okay, for a long, long time. And she was on a play somewhere at a theatre, and he turned up to take her out for dinner at the end of the performance.
Just turned up?
Well, kind of said, like, I'm in the area and, you know, and all of this. She said, that's great. And he said, do you fancy dinner? She said, yeah. And they'd been mates for, I think it was 6 months, a year, maybe a couple of years. And that's quite dangerous as well, because I also believe at a certain stage you pass a point where it's difficult
you
to actually, because you become friends.
Like me and Toby have.
Like you and Toby. I mean, for God's sake, don't get together.
Oh,
just don't,
not
just don't do that.
Never going to happen.
So, and basically this bloke took her out for dinner and she said, oh, I'm on antibiotics. I can't look at I can't drink.
What?
And he drank the best part of a bottle of wine. She drove, and that, because basically he was drunk at the end of the evening. He said, actually, I quite like you and all this. And that, so you're right. You know, they ended up getting married and they're still together, which is great.
Yeah.
Being married for you know, a hell of a long
brilliant.
Time. Booze is the answer, surely, to seduction. We can make a pattern here. We can join the dots, okay? We can create a formula. Surely it's got to be either Facebook / email and or text plus booze
equals
seduction.
Yep.
Doesn't that work?
If you ask, I bet if you just did a straw poll of all the relationships, say you went around the office one day, I bet booze would play a part in starting so
because
many
relationships.
Because
booze is, you know, we have a problem in this country. Well, certain politicians believe and certain newspapers, you know, in the grip of, you know, booze
binge
culture
drinking.
And all of this. And yes, there is a problem, but actually, let's look at the positive side of booze, okay? Let's look at the fact, if it wasn't for alcohol, I reckon there'd be so many marriages that never took place because people wouldn't have met. You know, and the great thing of alcohol is, and it is a great thing in many ways for a lot of people, it also can be a bit dangerous because you lose your sense of judgment and kind of responsibility, but it does help you lose your inhibitions.
Yes.
So, you know, if you're not a gobby git like me, you know, you can drink a couple of, you know, lagers, pints, vodkas, whiskeys.
It's all about
WKDs, whatever
it's all about confidence, isn't it?
Know,
if he's got the confidence, your friend, then he'll go out and he'll be fine anyway, whether he's drunk or not. Sometimes I find the best way to be is to be the one that's driving and to be sober amongst all your friends who are drunk.
Right.
And somehow I lose my inhibitions that way as well.
You kind of get punch drunk
you
on
get,
everyone's
yeah,
get high on it.
You almost do, yeah. You're almost like, well, they're not going
to
remember it, so why does it matter? Yeah.
They used to call it a delicious phrase, which was a sniff of the barmaid's apron.
That's exactly what it is then. Yeah.
So, Harms, the last time, so, I mean, you don't have to tell us, but obviously you've told us a lot about Dave and you purred and you used to tweet at each other.
No, never tweeted.
No, you didn't do the bird thing?
No.
That's interesting.
Were you drunk when the first lion-lioness relationship started?
Yes, we were.
Yeah, yeah, I was going to say.
We were friends as well, and we didn't get together until we were drunk.
Yeah.
So, and that turned into 2.5 years, so.
So alcohol is the key, isn't it?
Yeah, alcohol is the key. And we were talking last week, actually, a bit about British people being quite reserved anyway, especially British blokes not being the kind of guys that come on chat you up. So booze, that's it, booze.
But how please drink responsibly.
Drink responsibly for goodness sake.
Just get a bit tipsy,
just get a bit merry. I'm curious though, as a woman, if a bloke invited you round their house or flat, okay, to cook you a meal, okay, and it was kind of quite obvious that you liked each other, what would you expect?
What do you mean? What do you mean
you walk through the door, would you expect him, you know, you must have an idea. Would you expect him to go, do you want a tea or coffee? Would you expect him to open a bottle of wine and say, here you are, here's a glass of wine?
Oh, yeah, wine. Yeah.
Get the wine.
Wine is what you expect.
Are we bothering with food at all? Are we just going to go down the route here of, like, just give Laura the bottle and give it an hour? What's the wall?
I think if they've offered to cook you dinner, they should cook you dinner.
Yeah.
But men don't really do that for me.
Do they not?
I did.
Yeah. I know, but that wasn't a... There was
Toby's quite a new man. I'm a new man. I'm a wizard with a wok.
Are you?
I'm great at my griddle.
Yeah, maybe I need to meet a new man that does cook.
But you see,
me.
You know, the meal happens and you get a bit of dessert. You see, and I just like, because I just look at it.
I can't be bothered with all that. You don't want to eat too much.
If I had to do that, it would fill me with fear.
Yeah.
Actually, the build up to an occasion like that.
Yes.
It is almost like God, I can't think of anything more painful.
Why?
You know, because you're waiting for the door to go. Is it?
It's exciting. Mm. You get the butterflies and you're like, oh, I really like this girl and she's coming over soon and she's obviously likes me enough to at least have said yes to coming over.
Yeah.
Toby, you are quite traditional, though. I can imagine
I'd
that
quite
you...
quite enjoy it.
You're the kind of guy that would go on lots of proper, formal dates and do different things like go to the cinema, maybe go ice skating, all that kind of thing.
I like
a lot
that.
Of people don't bother with
dating
anymore.
I like the courting. It's great.
A lot of courting goes out the window now, I think.
I think you're right. It does. It
Facebook
does, but it's
like
fun. It's all part of it. It's fun. And also, you actually get to know people by doing stuff, by going and doing different things and having... And you get all the memories from doing different things as well, rather than just, you know, oh, I met her on Facebook. It's
Do you know what? I think you're right. I think you're right. I'm glad to know you still have that tradition about you. I think that's a very important thing.
If I meet this girl on Be My Friend or whatever this website is...
I'm sure it's called mybestmate.com or something.
I'll take her out to a nice place.
All right, well, listen, what we'll do, I'm not here next week, Laura.
No,
okay, so we won't do
not.
It next week, okay? We're going to get some replacement bird in for a week. Then the week after you're off, so we'll get a replacement bloke. By the time the both of you are back in 2 weeks' time, and Bloke Talk will still continue, we'll be able to sort out your profile on mybestfriend.com or whatever
it's called.
It's a deal.
It's a deal.
All right, listen, thank you for listening. If you've been listening on Saturday night, thank you. If you've been listening, you know, at any time of the day or night using your machine that allows you to do so, then thank you. It has been Bloke Talk on City Talk 105.9, the voice of Liverpool.
Listen, and log on to the voice of Liverpool. City Talk 105.9.